Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
At the end of the hour here, let's think about men of a certain age who love to make huge dramas out of stuff that maybe doesn't really matter. Things like working out a lot, note for note Aerosmith guitar solos, golf clubs, fantasy football leagues.
Well, if you don't, she might just happen to be at my apartment and see a video post of Ellie's mother swearing like a truck driver, and I might encourage her to hold a special parent-teacher conference on Sunday morning.
I do the final tweaks to my lineup on Sunday morning.
Oh, I forgot about that. We should probably make the deal then, shouldn't we?
God, you're an
Oh, it is decided.
You are...
It is decided. It is decided.
You are no gentleman.
And neither are you.
In the man-child world of entertaining pointlessness, actor Mark Duplass is a kind of superhero. His hit TV show The League, which airs on FX, is all about a group of 30-something guys obsessed with their fantasy football league to the point where it just takes over their lives. The show has taken over Duplass's life. He plays alongside his wife, Katie Asselton, who stars as Jenny in the show. But then Duplass is a self-confessed workaholic, with coaches to keep his marriage on the rails, therapy to keep him from flaming out, and when he wasn't satisfied with his kids' school, he paid to hire more teachers' assistants. Who can say no to Mark Duplass? Calling him a control freak doesn't come close. His latest project is a relationship comedy called The One I Love. Duplass and Elizabeth Moss play a couple who take the advice of their therapist to go on a rejuvenating weekend getaway.
That was a little bit of a weird fight last night.
I know.
I don't really understand what happened, but I feel like maybe we just talk it up to, like, some bad pot alcohol combo, put it behind us and not let it ruin the trip.
Agreed. Totally.
Cool.
What happens after that is uncool, uncomfortable, and very funny. Mark Duplass was very candid about his life and work when I talked with him, how his relationship with actress Katie Asselton has so far survived Hollywood and Duplass's oddball childhood.
There's this thing about me, which is that I personally grew up when I was like 15 because I grew up in New Orleans and it's a very accelerated path there. By the time you're 10, you're drinking. By the time you're 12, you're smoking pot. But by the time you're 15, you're kind of done with that and ready to start your career. And so I think that what happened is I was always very driven professionally. My brother and I were. And so there's this other side of me, this sort of latent child that gets to play and do whatever it wants on the creative side of things.
What do you bring from that sort of upbringing to this latest movie?
I'll just say that, you know, when we started making The One I Love, it was a very specific process in that I made it the way I made my early independent films, which was I want to make a movie quickly. I want to make it cheaply. I want to make it with a small group of people. I want this to be like an arts and crafts project in a camp-like environment. So I literally assembled like my 25 favorite people, cast and crew members, to do this. And when we started talking about what this movie should be, something kept coming up, which is that we're all in long-term relationships and all struggling with the sustainability of them. And we all kept laughing about how when you start a relationship, you sort of exposit the best version of yourself to them. You talk a lot about how you like to go to museums instead of like admitting that you've just been like streaming Game of Thrones on HBO Go. And you talk about all the classical music you want to listen to and go see. And then about a few months into the relationship, you let them know kind of who you really are. And that is such a strange thing that we do, attract people with a false sense of us, then reveal our true selves to disappointment. And we sort of took that seed and we built it into The One I Love. And it was a really interesting way to sort of engineer a movie from an essential concept.
Do you think that girls are attracted to people who go to museums and classical music? I mean,
here,
there's
a couple of levels here. I think that men think that girls are attracted to that. Okay, so we put that forward, right? I think girls think that they want that too, to a certain degree. And this, by the way, crosses gender lines. This is not just a male-female thing. Everybody's playing that game for like a month with this strange smile on your face as you're looking at each other. And my wife and I work together and we talk about this all the time. And the more we think about, you know, God, we've been together for 13 years. What makes this work? Is it our shared sense of what life is about? Is it the fact that we do the same job and understand each other? And really what it comes down to for us is, like, I think right off the bat, we liked the way each other smelled. That was big.
That was big.
And then everything after that is work and therapy.
So smell, classical music, museums, and then therapy.
Yeah, and then therapy. That's really it.
We can't really give anything away, but the device in mm-hmm. this movie, this new movie, what does it do to allow you to explore a relationship in a different kind of way?
Yeah, the one I love is a really interesting film, because the central core of it is an examination of that perfect version of ourselves that we exposit to people. And then once people realize who you really are, you know, the guy who says he never farts in bed and the guy who really does fart in bed. And how do those two interact with each other is endlessly fascinating to me. And even after, you know, 13 years of being with my wife, I still screw up. I still find myself at times kind of trying to be this better version of myself in front of her and afraid to let her know who I really am or what I really think about something. And what is that all about?
So can you go seamlessly from this is the last museum exhibit I went to and I farted in bed?
Yeah. You know, ideally you want to be farting at the museum. I mean, I think in an ideal world.
Which museum is better for that?
The Guggenheim is great. Oof. Because, as they say, heat rises. Mm. And that lovely space there really just kind of shoots right up.
It's so touching. Do you have couples peers in L.A. in mm-hmm. the entertainment business? And do you share stories? Do you have common skill sets that keep you together?
You know, there's something amazing happened. We ended up at Jenna Rollins' house a few months ago having dinner with her. John Cassavetes is my hero. I mean, it's what I wanted for my career. I wanted to be an actor and make money as an actor to fund my independent films with my friends. And I have been able to exact that to a certain degree.
Films about really healthy relationships.
Yeah, about really healthy relationships. Exactly. And and she was so fascinating to talk to because, you know, John was kind of a maniac, and I'm a little bit of a maniac and a workaholic. And at the end of the day, as similar as our career paths have been, the relationships themselves are totally different. And so you sit there talking and you think, oh, we're the same. We're going to commiserate together. And then you realize, nope, we're all – once we close that bedroom door, our problems are our own and we're all alone, and there's really – there's really nobody to help. It's just you and that spouse. And that to me is why I keep making movies about this stuff. It is endlessly fascinating to me.
So why is your relationship not a casualty of the business like so many people talk about?
Tons of therapy. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I think that a modicum of self-awareness is very helpful to keep these relationships going. I think that also, you know, Katie and I live on the east side of LA. We have two kids. We're pretty boring. We're not like tabloid people. So there's less people trying to chop our legs off and trying to harm us and take us down, like in terms of the press and whatnot. I'm firmly ensconced in a little corner of the sandbox making my independent films. And people in the industry has chosen to lift us up rather than chop us down. And I'm very fortunate in that way.
So you've described yourself as a workaholic.
Yeah.
You don't take time off, but you do vacation where you go.
I sleep 8 hours a night. I believe in that, and I do take vacations. But I think what happened is I just struggled for so long as a musician, as a filmmaker, and I didn't make anything good until my mid to late 20s. And that fear of failure is so steeped in me that now that I'm at what I perceive as the buffet of my career, I cannot stop myself from eating because I just thought I was going to be starving. So I'm sure I'll figure it out at some point. But for right now, I'm just eating and eating and eating.
Mark Duplass stars in the new movie, The One I Love. It opens in theaters this weekend. And for your fantasy football lovers out there, Mark Duplass will share some of his fantasy football tips next week on the program. Catch up on that conversation. Listen back to anything on the program. Check us out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.